My guest at this time is Jason Pye. He is the Director of Public Policy and Legislative Affairs at FreedomWorks. He's joining us today to talk about where Republicans and conservatives stand when it comes to the effort to repeal and replace Obamacare. A number of issues raised this week as Senator Rand Paul, whose replacement proposal FreedomWorks endorses, has been looking actually for a copy of the bill that the Republican leadership plans to push, perhaps as early as later this month. We also want to get his reaction to a Politico report that suggests leadership is ready to hang conservatives out to dry if they don't get in line. And Jason, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So we saw the Rand Paul effort to find a copy of the bill. What is the actual status with this? How many Republican members even know what is in this legislation at this point?
I think it's mostly members of the committees of jurisdiction. So you're talking about the members on energy and commerce and the members on ways and means. So that's probably as far as it goes.
And are they keeping it under lock and key, or can members actually get a handle on this? Or is the Rand Paul episode from earlier in the week a sign that it's right now contained to only those members?
I think members are aware of, maybe the broader conference does know the general discussion of what's going on. Now, the members who have actually seen the text are probably just members of the committee, but they may have a general understanding of what's going into the bill in terms of the major features. The actual legislative text, though, is what matters. That's where the nuances come into play. I think Senator Paul has a point that this entire process is being done largely in secret. And both the taxpayers, Americans deserve to know what's going on. And are we going to see Obamacare light? Are we going to actually see a real patient-centered alternative?
This issue was raised at the press conference for Speaker Ryan on Thursday. He says that the Republican blueprint all along has been the old Tom Price bill. And Price, of course, is now Secretary of Health and Human Services. So when he talked about friction, or was asked about friction between the leadership and conservative members, here's what he had to say.
That's the bill we're working on right now. That's the bill we're working on with the Trump administration. We're all working off the same piece of paper, the same plan. So we are in sync, the House, the Senate, and the Trump administration, because this law is collapsing. And you can't just repeal it. You have to repeal it and replace it with a system that actually works. And that is exactly what we're doing. And I am perfectly confident that when it's all said and done, we're going to unify, because we all, every Republican, ran on repealing and replacing, and we're going to keep our promises.
Now, Tom Price, when he was in Congress, had several different versions of that bill. Does that give you greater assurance about what's likely to be in this product that the House leadership and these relevant committees put forward?
Not particularly. I mean, the Empowering Patients First Act, it was introduced in the last Congress as H.R. 2300. I actually have it up here in front of me right now, because I was going through section by section to determine what all was in it and refresh my memory while all was in it. But it also had refundable tax credits in it. But the difference between the draft that got leaked by Politico last week and then the Empowering Patients First Act was that the credits under the most recent, the leaked version of the House Republican plan were much more, significantly more generous than what was in Congressman Price's, or now Secretary Price's, plan. And now we're hearing rumors of an income cap on the tax credits. That's certainly an improvement. Before I shift our course at all, I want to read the text. I want to see the text to make sure protections are in there for taxpayers and that we're not just merely recycling Obamacare.
So while at that point Ryan says everybody is working off the same sheet of music, the Politico story from Friday is quite a bit different. It reads, quote, "Take it to the bank. GOP leaders are all but declaring the House will vote to repeal and replace by the end of this month. Their confidence, coming after months of dead ends and false starts, is fueled by the belief that President Donald Trump has their back, even if some conservatives currently don't. At a closed-door meeting with Republicans on Thursday, Speaker Paul Ryan said he plans for the House to hold a vote on the leadership's Obamacare alternative in the 3 weeks, sources in the room told Politico. The White House and Senate support the House GOP leadership's efforts, Ryan added. Comments many in the room took as a warning for the far right to get in line. What are you hearing from conservative members? Is there pressure happening right now? What's the latest?
There is pressure happening right now. I mean, there was a staffer who reached out to me today to talk to me about our position, and a leadership staffer. And I basically said I wasn't backing down. I was like, you know, this is we don't. The speaker said that the repeal and replacement of Obamacare is entitlement reform. That certainly should be the case, but the problem is we're repealing one entitlement and creating a new one. You don't do that as conservatives, especially for someone who claims to be a fiscal conservative. Now, I understand the Speaker has had these things in the past where he puts his principles on hold and he votes for bailouts and Medicare Part D and all that other good stuff that he claims is conservative in nature, but isn't really. But this time it actually matters. We actually need to do something to address this problem and not just nibble around the edges, which is what the original draft bill did. Let's get rid of Obamacare. Absolutely. Let's do that. But if we're going to replace it, let's put something in place that saves taxpayers money, that promotes patient-centered health care, and winds down government involvement in health care.
Let's go deeper into the political story now, because it then says, privately, senior Republican lawmakers and staff are more blunt. They say they have no problem steamrolling conservatives by daring them to vote against an Obamacare repeal that their constituents have demanded for years. The quote is, conservatives are going to be in a box, said one senior Republican lawmaker. Trump, the source predicted, eventually will go out front and tell the conservatives they're either for this or for keeping Obamacare. Is that how you expect this to play out?
I don't expect that to play out that way. I think leadership is really who's in a box right now. I mean, you're looking at if the conservatives in Congress stick together, when there are about 70 conservatives in Congress, if you keep 40 of those guys, 41 of those guys, maybe a couple more, they don't have the 218 to repeal and replace. And they're going to have to listen to conservatives in the conference. I'm sorry, that's just the way it is. And right now, with this Lee, Cruz, and Paul trifecta sticks together, they only have 52 seats in the Senate. You're not going to get Democratic votes on either side. You have to listen to conservatives. And, you know, Trump has very closely, the president has very closely aligned himself or come over to Rand Paul's line of thinking on some of this stuff. I really think that Trump will hear both sides of it and then go from there. I think he's going to be a little bit more thoughtful than simply steamrolling conservatives. And the president would probably have to remember that a lot of his base is the same base that got that got Senators Cruz, Lee, and Paul elected and support the members of the House Freedom Caucus, as well as members of the Republican Study Committee, who is especially his chairman, Congressman Mark Walker, who are really driving this effort in the House to fix this bill before it goes to the floor for a vote.
There's been complaints about transparency, as we've discussed. Right now it's being done in the relevant committees. What would you like to see it look like? Well, how should this process be different?
I mean, just make it open and transparent. We should be having hearings as the bill's going through. I mean, might not have broadcasts on C-SPAN while it's being discussed and being drafted. Just some sort of just basic conversations with outside groups to know what's going on. I mean, the fact that we're learning, we had a general understanding of what would be in the bill in terms of like high risk pool funding and things like that. But we were surprised to see the Republican version of the individual mandate included in this bill. We were surprised to see $100 billion in new mandatory spending over the next 10 years in this bill. We didn't anticipate that. We didn't anticipate the new Republican version of the Cadillac tax in this bill. We weren't told those things in some of the conversations we've had with staff. Those were all surprises to us. We knew tax credits would be in there. We didn't know that they would be refundable. We knew they would be in there. But that's one reason Freedom Works came out and supported Senator Paul and Congressman Sanford's Obamacare repeal and replacement, the Obamacare Replacement Act, is because it puts individuals on the same playing field as employers. It gives states the options for flexibility through Medicaid, allowing them to seek waivers from the Department of Health and Human Services. It expands HSAs to the point at which you can pay your health insurance premiums out of that. Those are patient-centered alternatives and consumer-friendly alternatives that improve the healthcare system and truly empower Americans to make their own healthcare choices.
Last 30 seconds, who's going to win this fight?
I mean, I think at the end of the day, it's going to be a compromise. It's either going to be a compromise or we're going to have to vote on the original 2015 bill and just repeal the law and come back to the reconciliation discussion another day. Probably could do it as next year. I know everybody wants to get this over with now, and I do too. Trust me, I do as well. But there is no difference fundamentally in between what we did in 2015 and what we should be doing now, other than the disagreements over replace. If we can't figure out replace, let's come back to it another day, but let's go ahead and start the process on repeal.
Jason, we'll call time there. Thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you. Take care.
Jason Pye is Director of Public Policy and Legislative Affairs at FreedomWorks. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.